Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Las Vegas, welcome to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. My name is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas. We're sure glad to be with you this November 4th, 2018. And I hope that because we have fallen back an hour, that you're refreshed and rested and ready to go for today. Hey, I wanted to share something with you from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. We talked about this a little bit on Wednesday night in our Bible study, and it just so grabbed me that I wanted to share it with you, our listening audience, again this morning. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27, Paul writes to the church at Philippi, and he says, whatever happens, in other words, whatever happened with him, regardless of his situation, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Man, that is so good. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. You know, this is part of the reason that I know that the scripture is the word of God, because something that was written in the first century to a church all the way back then, that the same principles that the Apostle Paul, through the Holy Spirit, was teaching them are still applicable to Christians' lives today. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. So, boy, I just want to focus on that this morning. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Now, I'm going to read from John MacArthur's commentary on Philippians, because he does such a great job of sharing these thoughts. He says, to live in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ is to live a life consistent with God's revealed word. That includes living a life that corresponds to the divine truth Christians profess to believe, preach, teach, and defend. In other words, it means living with integrity in every facet of life. This mandate is expressed elsewhere in the New Testament as walking in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, Ephesians 4:1. In a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing good fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, Colossians 1:10. And in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into His own kingdom and glory, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 12. It means showing all good faith so that believers will adorn the doctrine of God, their Savior, in every respect, Titus chapter 2 and verse 10. Demonstrating holy conduct and godliness and being diligent to be found by Him in peace, spotless and blameless, 2 Peter 3:11 and 14. He goes on to say the church's greatest testimony before the world is spiritual integrity. When Christians live below the standards of biblical morality and reverence for their Lord, they compromise the full biblical truth concerning the character, plan, and will of God. By so doing, they seriously weaken the credibility of the gospel and lessen their impact on the world. God's people have always been at enmity with the world because the world is at enmity with God. But the world can hardly be expected to embrace a faith whose proponents so little emulate its standards of holiness and fail to manifest the transforming power of Christ. When the unsaved look at the church and do not see holiness, purity, and virtue, there appears to be no reason to believe the gospel it proclaims. When teachers commit gross sins and are later restored to positions of leadership in the church, when church members lie and steal and cheat and gossip and quarrel, and when congregations seem to care little about such sin and hypocrisy in their midst, the world is understandably repulsed by their claims to love and serve God, and the name of Christ is sullied and dishonored. The gospel is the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. It is the truth that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:3 through 4. It is the message Paul describes as the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. The point here is that those who belong to Christ through faith in his gospel should demonstrate that power by their changed lives. And all I can say is amen. That's the kind of life that we need to show the world, that Christ's sacrifice on the cross was not in vain, that he died to purchase a people for him with his own blood, a people who are eager to do good and to do right and to do glory unto the Lord our God in all the things that we do. And boy, that is a high expectation to live up to. But as I told the Bible study on Wednesday night, we're either going to live up to expectations or we're going to live down to expectations. And so I'm glad that Christ has set some high expectations for us in life about how to live and how to serve and how to love God and how to love each other. And so let's think about that we need to conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. And I want you to know this morning that he is worthy, because when he died on the cross, we were on his mind. And as Michael W. Smith is going to sing for us, that above all else, that he loved us, that he cares for us, that he was willing to die for us so that we might live, not according to the pattern of the world, not in immorality and ungodliness and all the sin of the world, but that we could live pure and godly and upright and holy lives. Let's listen to Michael W. Smith sing Above All Else.
Trampled on the ground. and thought of me above.
We're back this morning, and aren't you so glad that Jesus was willing to die for you, to shed his blood so that you could live? Because, friends, the wages of sin is death. It's separation from God. It's separation from life. God didn't create us to die. God created us to live. But it's our sin that separates us from God. This is why back in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17, the Bible says, "So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They're darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all one members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Man, that is such amazing teaching. Friends, that's just straight from the Word of God. It's the Word of Christ. It's the work of the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul's life as he wrote to the church at Ephesus. And friends, I want you to know this morning that Jesus is worthy. Jesus is worthy of glory and honor and praise. And in Revelation chapter 5, you know, God's plans and purposes are only what he chooses to reveal to us are the things that we can know. Now, Deuteronomy 29:29 says that the secret things belong to God, but the things he's revealed to us belong to us and our children. And so we don't know the mind of God exactly. How can we? He's an eternal, infinite being. He is our creator. He gave us life, not the other way around. And so God's plans and purposes are revealed to us in Scripture as much as he chose to. But I'm going to tell you that Jesus is able to continue to help us learn and understand and grow in grace and knowledge, and he is worthy. I want to read Revelation chapter 5 for you to just let you know how worthy he is. It says, "Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?' But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll, even look inside of it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.' Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and he took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. 'You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign.' And then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures. And in a loud voice they sang, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.' And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.' And the four living creatures said, 'Amen.' And the elders fell down and worshiped." I want you to know, friends, that Jesus is worthy of all blessing and glory and honor and power and praise because of what he has done for us. He has purchased man with his blood. Now, just because he did that on the cross doesn't mean that a person is automatically saved, if you would. A person has to respond in humility and towards God's grace. He has to believe that God so loved him, even in spite of his sin. No matter how great or how little, we all need a Savior. And Jesus makes that possible, that we can escape the wrath of God and instead stand in his grace. I don't know about you, but I'm sure glad to know that God cares about me, that God loved me so much that he sent Jesus to die for me so that I could live. Hey, we're going to listen to our last song this morning. This is a song by Albert Peterson, Andrew Peterson, and it's a song called "Is He Worthy?" And of course, the answer is yes, he is. This is a really neat song. It's a kind of a, he sings a question and then the audience kind of answers it. And so listen carefully. It's a beautiful song, and it's all for the glory and honor and praise of our great God and King Jesus. And so conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of what he has done for you. Let's listen to it.
Do you feel the world is broken? We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? We do. But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? We do. Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? He is. Does the Father truly love us?
He does.
Does the Spirit move? And is Jesus our Messiah, hope forever those he loves? Does our God intend to dwell again with us? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? And open the scroll. The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. From every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he has made us a kingdom and priest to God to reign with the Son. Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy?
Wow, isn't that a cool song? My son Steven actually introduced that to me. He had heard it first, and boy, he's got me hooked on it. It is so powerful. I find myself singing it throughout the day. So I hope you enjoyed that, and we'll continue to play it here. And hey, we might even sing it at the church at Las Vegas. We would love to have you come and sing with us and worship with us and come around the Lord's table on the first day of each week to remember that sacrifice that Jesus made for us. Again, we're the Church of Las Vegas, and we meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn, right on the corner there of Decatur and Pioneer. We would love to meet you again. Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, we have a Bible study and a time of prayer. Love to have you come and join us and to participate in praising and honoring Christ. And you can also find out more about us on the World Wide Web. Thechurchatlasvegas.com, the church at Las Vegas, all spelled out, thechurchatlasvegas.com, and there you can find out more about us. But friend, whatever you do, if you haven't found God yet, start seeking Him. Start asking about Jesus. And if you have, then as we say at the end of every show, keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.